He's not counted as a mu'ud for some. So for an animal, it's not an ox. Mu'ud Adam, he three times he gored a person. Ve'ena mu'ud behema, but he's not a mu'ud for animals. All right, so that for an animal, he's still called a tam, even though he's a mu'ud for people. Mu'ud katanim. If he's a mu'ud for immature animals, like a kid, v'ein a mu'ud, or a lamb, v'ein a mu'ud l'gdoilim, but he's still called a tam for mature animals, like a ram or a mature goat. As a mu'ud lo, m'shalom nefeshalom. The Gemara will say why he has to say this. If he's a mu'ud for whatever he's a mu'ud for, he pays nezek sholem. And if he's not a mu'ud for the other type, for that one he still pays the mesham chatzin nezek. So basically, the Mishnah is telling you that you could have both. That he could be a tam and a mu'ud at the same time, depending on which min. I'm going to say Rabbi Yehuda. This time, the Gemara will talk about what the pshat is here. I'm saying Rabbi Yehuda. So it's Tamid the Mias Rabbi Yehuda. As a mu'ud Shabbosus, let's say this animal only gores on Shabbos. Vein a mu'ud l'chol, and it doesn't gore in chol. So Rashi says the time is if the animal is rested, he feels great and he takes it out on people. And the Tosfos brings down Rishalmi that says he doesn't like strangers, and when people do wear Shabbos clothes, he doesn't recognize them.
Okay.
So yes, yeah, that's such a thing. Shabbos is Mishalm Nezek Shalom. He must call Mishalm Chatzin Nezek. He's still Tam on Chol. Emesai Hu Tam. So when does he go back to being a Tam? We don't say in between he got interrupted. Right? Give me my Shabbos. It'll have to take 3 weeks to do. We don't say if he didn't. We don't say he goes back more easily. Itma, Razvid ve'ena mu'ud tonight. Razvid learns. Normally we assume he's a mu'ud for everything, but if you see that he wasn't. He didn't gore three other types of animals. For that, he's not a mu'ud. Then he's a tam. But until you see he didn't do it, he's a mu'ud for everything.
Next time he would be a mu'ud.
Yeah. Rapapa Amar ain't a mu'ud tonight. Without a vav, that he's not called a mu'ud, or he's only called a mu'ud for what he gored. What he didn't gore, we say stam. He's a tam. In other words, for a different kind of animal, it's a tam. Rashi Rama Veinamutan. Shmuel elaborates. What do you mean, Veinamutan? Hustam Havi Mu'ud. If you didn't specifically ignore a different kind of animal, then he's still called a Mu'ud. And once he's a Mu'ud for sure, he's a Mu'ud for everything. Papa Rama Veinamutan. It's independent. There's no vav. That means that he's what does that mean? Mistam lo havi mu'ud. That for other animals he's not called a mu'ud just because of the mu'ud for a shot. Even though he didn't see anything till now. Rav Zvid daik misafer. Rav Zvid learns it out from the lashon of the sefer. The Gemara's going to elaborate. A papa daik reishon. A papa learns it out from the reishon. Rav Zvid, and the Gemara will say how each one counts as the other's argument. Azir Daik Misafer, Rav Zvid, who learns that Stama, he is a Mu'ud, even if he didn't gore, the Ketani, the other animals, the Ketani, Mu'ud Ketani, it says in the Sefer, that if it is a Mu'ud for immature animals, like a kid or a lamb, then a Mu'ud Ketani, and it's not Mu'ud for Gdailim, the Amabishlo, then a Mu'ud Ketani, if you learn that it means that you have to specifically not go or stam have a mood, but stam, we assume he is a mu'ud. Even if you have the same species, we say she's giving you a chiddush that even from lambs to ram, we all nami have a mu'ud. That we don't. We say that this is also a mu'ud. Eli Amid ain't a mu'ud, Tani. If you learn that it means that we assume stama that he's not a mu'ud for another thing. Stama lo havi mu'ud, and then therefore stama is not a mu'ud. Hashla yeshlam k'tanam d'alma stama lo havi mu'ud. That from two kinds of immature animals. Like from a lamb to a kid, or to a calf. Well, how we move? We come and go and see for a mema. So of course, it doesn't count. In other words, if two kinds of immature animals, it's not. So kosken, from that species itself. So that's why I made a deal. She essentially had to tell you, so you see, that stoma having.
You're saying tanam are two different species?
Yeah. That's how Rashi learns. My papa, I'm a law. My papa will answer. You can't bring a ride from this fashion. Sakatak, I mean a whole parvus bay by homino parvus bay that once he became a muad and he for that man lost the time today. I would say that it doesn't matter whether we're talking about immature or mature, it's the same thing. The mashal lo havi muad. So our papa that learns that stam lo havi muad for me min lo min, a papa dakagation. The papa was about from the ration. It's funny, mu'ud adam ain't a mu'ud behema, that a mu'ud adam is not a mu'ud for a people, it's not a mu'ud for behema. Yeah, I'm a Christian, ain't a mu'ud, it's not, that stum he's not. Stum will have a mu'ud, hokamashna feel me adam behema nami, stum will have a mu'ud. He's telling you that even the adam Rashi says, because the adam has mazel, even the adam behema nami will have a mu'ud. Eli Amrit, I guess Rashi didn't want to learn that the bracha that animals are afraid of people don't apply anymore. Right? Because it's only calls man their tzaddikim.
Right.
Eli Amrit, the animal tani has stam having muad, but if you learn that stam is a muad. Hashka Yeshlam Lehem Lehem or Stam Havi Muad. Now you're saying from species to species, it's a move. Adam Lehem or Chich Lehemah. So Adam that has a mazel is a move. Coach game for Behemah. Why say it? Havi Muad. Razid Amachah. It's just enough. So you can't bring a ride for that. Reisha Achazara Toy. He's going to tell you that you need three times to his korban when he becomes how he's go back to being a tam. Going to have a mu'ud adam, a mu'ud behema. That let's say he's a mu'ud for both animals. According to him, you need a specific. You don't need specifics. So let's say that
mu'ud
for both animal and people.
And then you
walked on back. And then he went three animals. He didn't go up. The car got behemoth plus the zimni. Well, no, was three times he didn't go up. Now I'm saying, King Rohadu Bemi Adam. You didn't see what he did by people. Chazar behemoth, laugh, Chazar he. So I would tell you that he's still a mu'ud for Adam. So and Stam is always a mu'ud. Chazar v'heim alav chazar. That's not called a chazar.
I would
say chazar helps. Kamashon chazar v'heim mi chazar. Okay, so it still helps, even though normally if it was a mu'ud, if a mu'ud for Adam would be a mu'ud for him, but over here we would say no, it helps. Mary, you have rice, Sunko Simon, Sunko says, Mulada, move, Hema, Mikavachaimar. That if you move it for if you move it to go at people, so then you move it for Behemoth, Mikavachaimar. My brother Muad, the Behemoth of Kolske. So an Adam has Mazel, he's the Muad, Kolske for Hema. Find the Kama in the Muad. And Sunkus is arguing on Tanakama. You see, the according to Tanakama, the Rabbanon, and the Muad Kama. So you see, according to the Kama, you say he's not a Muad. You see, the Stoma ain't a Muad.
This is a kash on the last Rosh
Hashanah. No, so Shrema Rav Zvid.
Right.
Rav Zvid holds that Stoma have a Muad. I'm a Rav Zvid. Sumpus a Chazari Kai. Sumpus is going on the case where he stopped being a Muad and it didn't go three times. Okay, come on. This is what he's saying. Tanakama. He's telling Tanakama. The Tanakama. Chazara the Behemoth Chazara. He Chazara the Behemoth La Chazara. You're saying that Chazara the Behemoth is a Chazara. I will tell you, no. Maybe Chazara the Behemoth is not a Chazara here. He can't call me Adam. The mommy Adam won't call me Adam. The Behemoth won't call Shkeng. Since he goes Adam, which is who has mazel, so Kolshken will keep goring an animal. So Chazara is not going to help. And the Chazara on a behema, and he's not Chazara on an Adam, will still be a muad for behema. Because if he's muad for Adam the eighth mazel, so he's a muad also for a behema. You don't say the Chazara helps.
The Chazara of three times for an animal is not going to help you for an animal if you weren't Chazara from Adam.
Right. Which is not like what we just in the Mishnah.
Right.
Why is it different than we just said? We just said if he's an odd, if he's moving for all the men of Behemoth, and it's closer to someone to Behemoth, it wouldn't work.
So it doesn't help. Because since he's still boring people, so he's going to gore anything. He doesn't hold from the Tanakam who holds that helps for Behemoth. Our Avashi, Toshman, Avashi must be right from this crisis. I'm with Rabbi Huda, and from our Mishnah he's going to bring a right. I'm with Rabbi Huda, the Tamid and Torah Rabbi Huda. How is Amul Shabasa, Serenimul Yimosachol? What happens if the animal only goes on Shabbos, but doesn't go on the weekdays, right? And Rashi learns because he doesn't, because he gets arrogant because he's well rested. So he's in a good mood. So he takes it out on people, his moods. And Tosfos brings down the Yerushalmi that the reason for it is because he doesn't recognize the people in the Shabbos clothes. He doesn't like strangers.
So
I'm learning. So he answered them, Shabbos is Mishalmi as Mishalmi. So Tak is a mood for Shabbos. But during the weekdays, he only pays Chatzinezik. If you learn like Rav Zvid that learns that stoma the animal tani that has to be that he specifically didn't go, otherwise stoma he is a muad. So therefore you say surely he'll come shyly. Like they were asking a question. This is what this shark does. Does it make a difference that he only goes on Shabbos? Does it become a mood only for Shabbos? Who doesn't have like an answer? Yeah, that taka works. Eli Amit ain't a mood to Tani. But if you learn that stomach, he's not a mood. Agamura will come a mile away. They're trying to the Talmidim are trying to teach him something, right? If you say stoma, it's a stoma. If you weren't stoma, he's not. So what are they doing? They're trying to teach him something, right? They're making statements.
What's the Gemara's
question? Who am I coming out of who? And then, if they're making a statement, what's the answer to him? You're right. They didn't ask him, they were telling him.
Our mission only has one
question. I'm Aviana. So the Gemara is bringing a raya that our papa is wrong.
Is it right in support of Rabbi Zvid?
Yeah. And the Gemara doesn't answer. I'm Aviana. You could also bring a raya from the Russian of the ratio of the mission. Namadeika, you could it's implied. You could take an infer from it. Gatane, and Shemul Lo, Mishalim Nesachon, Shemul Lo, Mishalim Kasi Nesach. So, what's he telling you? If you learn that that means that stomach is a mu'ud, and until he proves he's not a mu'ud for the other thing, the stomach is a mu'ud, who should come a father shlo? He's telling you what it means. Oh yeah, I'm an animal tummy. A pascha. See, he already told you that animal tummy. It's a pascha. He already finished with it. So what's it telling me again? My su has to move along with some of the songs, and the move along with some of the songs. Has to teach you then of Tamamud. So Pasha to the Gemara brought two rayas that are part of law. So Chaira, if you stop learning Gemara here, you say that Rapapa is off the slot, right? They proved him wrong. So normally, the special according to Rambam, whenever you say Intim Salaimar, so Gemara means that he's right. Even now, according to Rambam, you know, it's like if you have Intim Salaimar when you have a bunch of abayas. So the Rambam holds that Gemara is placed at the first abaya when he writes an Intim Salaimar. But even if you don't hold like the Rambam, over here it doesn't make sense. If you shlugged up our papa, what are you asking me what's going on with our papa? Yeah, Vishnu Vaishnava Silva, maybe you could put. You could ask. But if you shlugged up our papa, why are you bothering it? Something that means to our papa, that if you hold like our papa, that's Gama. Stomach, to the other animals, not the shark, I'm all the Gama. So if you did three different kinds of animals, one at a time, each time you did a different animal, that's the mood of call. So according to Rav Zvid, there's no shaila. If you move for shvarim, you move for everything anyway. Okay. So first, there's another shaila over here that what happens? So Rashi Taisus is mashma any animals mood of call. Other Rishon was for these three only.
Right.
Because these are the only animals he did. Let's say a fourth type of animal. Okay. So most Rishonim learn that halacha is like a papa. I do more than the answer the others. So first of all, there's a brisa later. You can say it's a stomach like that. And besides, which you can, even though the Gemara didn't answer, you can give to Rutsim that it's not a riot. That the rise of the Reish Sefer is not a riot. Turn around, Rabban. In other words, the Gemara's maskan is like Rav Papa, that stoma lo have moved for a different min. Turn around, Rabban. Rasha. Okay, Tanar Bon on Rosh Hashanah Rosh
Hashanah,
and he saw a shah and he was no delayer. Shalom Nagat. And the next ox he saw, he didn't go. Shalom Nagat. And he did the same thing again. He skipped the next animal, and then and the one after that.
Three times.
So he's comes to Mu'ud. That means if he does the odd number,
he's
a Mu'ud. He pays that for that shalom. If he does the even number, he pays.
He's a
Tazim. He pays Chatzin Nezek.
All right, perfect.